Our gospel reading this evening comes from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. And as I read it, and perhaps as you heard it, I was captivated by this image of the sheepfold, or the pen in which the sheep stayed. And Jesus presents himself as the shepherd in relationship to this sheepfold. He first of all says that the sheep will recognize the voice of the shepherd, and they will not recognize the voice of a stranger. And then he goes on to say that he not only is the shepherd for the sheep who call to them, but he is also the gate by which the sheep can come in and go out of the sheepfold. And as I was preparing this homily and thinking about this, thinking of coming here to Christ the King, you know, I really thought of this circular configuration of the church, that really, in a way, we enter into this church as sheep who enter into a sheepfold. We come through the entry, and we gather here to listen to the voice of the shepherd. We enter through the doors as we also enter into the church through Christ himself. Do we know the voice of the shepherd? When we come here, are we prayerfully attuning our ear to that voice? He says in the gospel, he says, the sheep will not follow a stranger because they do not recognize his voice. But you know, there are a lot of voices that are clamoring for our attention in the world today. There are a lot of voices out there that might tempt us to follow them. It might be the voices of pleasure. It might be the voices of power, the voices of honor. It might be the voices of wealth or riches. It might be the voices of people or of ideas or movements. You know, really, we are bombarded by all kinds of voices. And if we're not listening attentively to the voice of Jesus in our lives, if we're not entering into prayer with him, if we're not listening to him through the scriptures that we hear at Mass, I think it is easier to become confused by the voices of strangers and to lose our way in life. There's a beautiful passage in the second reading from the first letter of St. Peter. For you had gone astray like sheep, but you have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. I think it's beautiful because Peter was speaking to people who probably knew they had gotten lost in life, who probably looked back on their lives, as I think all of us can, and say, you know what, there was a time that I didn't go to church that often. Or there was a time that I know I was living a life that was contrary to what God wanted for me. Or I was doing things that kept me from being the person I should be. That there were times that we have gone astray, but we have gotten this opportunity to return to who? To the shepherd and guardian of our souls. We've come here to Mass tonight to be in the presence of the shepherd and guardian of our souls. And he has called us to enter into this sacred place, this sacred sheepfold, to be with him and to hear his voice. For those of you who are not acquainted with me, I'm Father David Lease, and I grew up here in Christ the King Parish. And I was thinking about this image of this relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. And we enter into the church through the sacramental life of the church. The gate for us in our relationship with the Lord is through the sacraments. And Peter, in the first reading, is even proclaiming, what are we to do, they ask Peter, when they learned that they had crucified Christ. And Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That was the voice of the Good Shepherd speaking through Peter, saying, if you want to be part of this family of faith, if you want to enter into the sheepfold, be baptized. It got me to thinking about my own sacramental life of the church. And except for a few of the sacraments, I've celebrated all my sacraments here at Christ the King Parish. And if you'll allow me a little bit, I actually did a little bit of study to learn the important dates of my spiritual life. The first thing was I was born on a Friday, September 26, 1969, at 10:47 a.m. at St. Joseph Hospital. My mom even has a little letter that she wrote telling me about that day. She got kind of sick. 10 days later, I was baptized here at Christ the King on Sunday, October 5th, 1969, by Father Vincent Eck, longtime pastor here. Father Eck is burned into my memory as always the first example of a priest that I ever recalled. I celebrated my first confession here about 8 years later, Wednesday, November 16th, 1977, and it was Father Eck who heard my first confession. My first communion was celebrated just 4 days later, on Sunday, November 20th, 1977, and I received first communion from Father Vincent Eck. I was confirmed here just 2 years later. That was back in the day when we were being confirmed a little bit younger. I was in fifth grade, and on Tuesday, October 9th, 1979, Bishop David Maloney came here, and he conferred the sacrament of confirmation upon me. My uncle, Larry Leese, was my sponsor, and Father Vincent Eck was still the pastor here. On March 25, 1997, I was ordained a deacon of the Catholic Church by Bishop Gerber at the cathedral. A year later, May 23, 1998, I was ordained a priest, again by Bishop Gerber at the cathedral. And the next day, on Sunday, May 24, 1998, I celebrated right here at this altar my first Mass of Thanksgiving as a newly ordained priest. And I was gathered with many family and friends on that day. My life has been so focused on this parish. This is a sacred place for me when I think about it. And many of you knew me just way back when. And you have helped me in my life, nurturing my vocation by supporting this parish, by supporting this school, by giving me the opportunity to grow in my faith and learn that voice of the shepherd who has called me. And through all of those experiences, I've come to know Jesus as my Lord and my Savior, as my shepherd. And that's how we all come to know the Lord. Maybe right here for you, the same thing. Many of your sacraments celebrated right here in this church, or a church from where you came. Or maybe you've had to move around a little bit in life. But you can trace those moments when you've come into that sacred sheepfold and the Lord has called you his very own. He has called you, anointed you, marked you to be his own special possession. And then, knowing that, we can go out now from this place. We can go out these entry and exit doors. And we can go into the world following after that good shepherd. Notice what Jesus said. The sheep will go out, but they follow the shepherd. They listen to his voice. They don't just scatter on their own. And so we are here gathered now in this holy place to hear the words of our shepherd and to pray that when we go out there, we won't get confused by all those voices and that we'll always know that through the grace of the sacrament, starting with our baptism, moving on to our first confession, our confirmation, our first Holy Communion, that the Lord is intimately calling us. And for you, it may be your sacrament of marriage. God gives us so many ways to follow after him. So we give thanks that he calls us to be part of this sacred sheepfold, that he allows us to know his voice, and that he will be going before us as we go from this sacred place to our places in the world.